News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. After a year of bitter battles, the House ends 2013 with a bipartisan budget. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more on Capitol Hill, where the vote was taken a short time ago.
The two-year budget agreement overcame criticism from both sides of the aisle and in the end attracted 332 supporters.
At the margin, it represents a small but positive step forward.
The Budget Committee's top Democrat, Chris Van Hollen, critical the plan does not extend unemployment benefits or close tax loopholes, but praises the measure for easing automatic spending cuts, known as sequestration.
Arbitrary, indiscriminate, across-the-board spending cuts are not the smartest way to cut spending.
Republican leader Eric Cantor rebuffing conservative groups, angry the measure raises spending to above $1 trillion for the next 2 years. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Now, with the House passing that bipartisan budget, 332 to 94, as you might imagine, there were some for and some against it, and that includes members of both parties. House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan spoke on the House floor late this afternoon. He said constituents expect more from their leaders.
They're expecting us to not keep shutting the government down. They're expecting us to pay the bills. They're expecting us to be accountable. They're expecting us to watch how their dollars are being spent. And they're expecting us to find common ground. And that's what this does.
Representative Mark Pocans, a Democrat from Madison, he voted against the plan. He said at the end of the day, the bill abandons 1.3 million Americans who desperately need unemployment insurance and does nothing to promote economic growth or job creation. Furthermore, the legislation is paid for on the backs of the middle class and military families while not touching the wealthiest among us and allowing corporations to continue to benefit from tax loopholes, end quote. Representative Ron Kind, Democrat from the 3rd District, said he voted for the budget deal because, quote, it represents a small but hopeful step away from the dysfunction that has gripped Congress for the past several years. Bus riders going north from Eau Claire won't be riding the bus anymore. Jefferson Lines announcing that they have ended their route, running 2 years now from Duluth to Eau Claire due to low ridership. Allegations of human trafficking being investigated in northern Wisconsin. Dave Strandberg has the story.
Authorities from the Superior and Duluth Police Departments, the Douglas County Sheriff's Department, and the Lake Superior Drug and Gang Task Force have made several arrests for crimes associated with human trafficking. The 10 people arrested during the sting operations will be charged with a variety of crimes, including prostitution, pandering, and solicitation of prostitutes. Superior Deputy Police Chief Nicholas Alexander says many of those engaged in prostitution are not doing so voluntarily. Somebody might be forcing them into it by withholding money or drugs, threatening to take away food and shelter, or threatening or using physical harm. The investigation is ongoing. In Superior, I'm Dave Strandberg.
A new bill signed into law today would let Wisconsin bars and liquor stores sue underage customers who use fake IDs to buy booze. Governor Scott Walker agreed to let retailers file small claim suits for up to $1,000 against 18 to 20-year-olds or the parents or guardians of minors who try to buy alcohol. Assembly Republican Andre Jacques from Green Bay proposed the measure. It's patterned after Alaska's brown jug law, which he says has improved compliance dramatically. Jacques says liquor providers are liable for selling to underage customers, so it's only fair to sue them when they use false pretenses to get beer and booze. Critics fear the entrapment of the part of the alcohol sellers. In Alaska, those businesses often seek out-of-court settlements that generate to reward employees who catch the illegal drinkers. The bill was among 23 signed by Governor Walker earlier today. Bond set at $11,000 for a man that's accused of hitting and killing a Wisconsin teenager with his car in Hawaii, then driving away. 31-year-old Dominic Franklin from Honolulu indicted by a grand jury on the felony count of fleeing a fatal accident scene. Authorities say 19-year-old Mariah Danforth Moore from Oneida was in the crosswalk on a major highway in November of 2011. She was struck by a vehicle heading towards Kaneohe, Hawaii. She died at the hospital later. Franklin turned herself in 2 days after the incident, but has not been charged until now. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light showers of snow after midnight. Look for a low of 3 degrees. Winds west about 5 miles per hour. Friday, mostly cloudy. A few light snow showers possible and a high of 16. Friday night, clouds, areas of light snow down to 8 degrees. Saturday's outlook, cloudy with a good chance of light snow, maybe a dusting to an inch possible. High, 20 degrees, which seems warm compared to the rest of this week. Blustery and colder again Sunday, only 9 for a high. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.